Yeah. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma brand station. The biggest sports stories of the week.
I think that is the attitude you should have. But if the first thing you bring up when you look at the standings is Craig Counsell, then he has real estate in your head.
I don't think you can even argue.
Oh, no argument.
The Green Bay Packers.
No argument the way it ended. But like I just said, they were 7-8 last year against everyone besides the Bears. Right.
Unique and compelling analysis and opinions when it comes to your favorite teams.
As much as they want, because both teams are good and. That game to be
Kyle, you're not feeling this.
Jason knows I'm not feeling
it. No, Kyle and I have already had this argument.
Yeah.
You hate that I feel.
What else was on the WB back then? What else did I miss?
You probably saw the Wayans brothers, right?
Yeah.
The Jamie Foxx show. Don't come on now, Craig. Come on, Craig. You know the Jamie Foxx show?
No.
You know
this. Is Sunday Karma, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue. Here's GKB founder and CEO, Craig Karmazin.
So what do we do here, fellas?
I think we just roll. I think this is part of the whole plan here, you know?
I would just like to take the time to know. The reason why I said that is because our fearless leader, and when I say fearless leader, I'm not talking about company leader because he's not the founder and CEO when he's on Sunday Karma. He is just the lead host of Sunday Karma. And this was supposed to be the day that the whole band got back together. Mm-hmm. Strofe is coming in from Oshkosh, and Strofe texted me early this morning saying, "Hey, Kyle, I woke up and I'm ready to go.
I did.
I'm coming in." He wasn't supposed to be here today because he was prideful in coming in on Sunday Karma. But I get a lot of heat from the host of the show, but guess who's always here on time? I may mess up quite a bit. I may mess up three times.
You're a bad producer, yeah.
I may be a bad producer, but you know what? I'm always going to show up on time.
Well, you know what Todd McShay made famous, right? The best ability is
availability.
I'm always available for you, Sunday Karma.
Yes, you are. And look it, right on cue, Craig Karmazin rolls into the Gruber Law
Fresh Haircut Call.
That's All Studios here in downtown Milwaukee. It is Sunday Karma. You're plugging into the wrong board here, too. It's all flustered.
What's going
Beautiful
on here?
Euchre sweatshirt, though. I like that. That's a good gear to be rolling in with, even though the Brewers have dropped 4 of 5 in all 4 games they've dropped in their last 5 games. They've scored exactly zero runs.
Yeah. Zero.
Kyle Wallace finally made an appearance, I heard, at the game.
Back-to-back games.
Yeah.
I was on time.
He said he wanted to get that Jackson Churio ESPN Milwaukee branded bobblehead on Friday night and the WTMJ branded cribbage board yesterday.
Oh, that cribbage board.
On Saturday night.
Y'all know that cribbage board is going for $100 online.
People are selling it? We're bootlegging cribbage boards?
I got a message from my friend at 2 o'clock in the morning. He was like, "Yeah, I got 2 cribbage boards, and I gave one to my friend. I saw they're selling it for $100 online. I kind of regret that." I said,
"Oh,
dang.
Wow. If you get $100, I'd sell it right now."
I think they got flooded.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't you think?
You'd sell it for $100?
I'm saying if we mark the tape right now, a year from now, I'm saying they're selling for less than $100.
That's generally how the giveaways go. I mean, there was 25,000 given away.
Oh, there's only 25,000?
Only 25,000.
Might be more than $100.
Oh, then I could see that going into the millions.
But what's amazing?
It's going to be like the Harmon Killebrew. That's going to be like
Honus Wagner,
Hornsby.
You're thinking Honus Wagner card?
T206.
Yeah.
They only came in cigarette packs. I could see that.
But what was amazing is with the Brewers giving away 25,000 of the cribbage boards yesterday, I got to AmFam Field at around 3:30 in the afternoon, and the lines were already extended out.
Wow.
Like, you didn't need to be the first 5,000, just the first 25,000, right. And fans were so excited to get their hands on these cribbage boards.
Well, I think if you combine the demographics of who plays cribbage, which who gets to be early for things.
Yep.
And who brings in snacks and Ziploc bags to the stadium.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be honest.
And Wisconsin, you know, I flew a few times this week, and it's always amazing to me how much earlier people line up at the gate in Milwaukee compared to any other airport that I fly out of. Like other airports, they wait and then they're like, okay, we're now boarding boarding section one. And people get up. Like in Wisconsin, like dude, 30 minutes before boarding, like you have a healthy group of people. Yeah. Like,
well, if you're flying Southwest, it's like an hour and a half beforehand. Yeah. Yes.
And even with Southwest, you have a slot. Like correct. You have like B28.
That
like
so matter.
If you get up like 2 minutes before, you could still go into B28 the same way if you get up 30 minutes before. Wisconsin people do like to be prompt.
Can I just say
Lombardi time, Craig.
Yeah.
You know, I have cultural conversations in the office. And so Friday I was talking to Sandy Max from 620 WTMJ and Greg Maxick from 620 WTMJ. And they were talking about the cribbage board. And I said, yeah, I didn't realize this cribbage board was such a hot item until my lady asked me about this cribbage board, says you want to get it for her dad. And I said to myself, I don't think I've ever played cribbage before. I'm like, you haven't played cribbage? I said, no, I mean, I barely play spades, but I think it might be a cultural thing.
What do you mean by that?
Black people don't play cribbage.
Okay.
Black people don't play cribbage. We ain't never went to a family reunion saying we playing cribbage. So, yes, you're absolutely right, Craig. The people who want to line up early, it wasn't my people. It was not my people. We wasn't there. We were there for the brats and the beer. We were not there for the cribbage board.
Did you get one last night, though?
Of course. I wasn't going in waiting in line.
Are you going to learn how to play cribbage or
are you going to sell it?
No, I don't have a board.
What's more likely? Didn't get in time.
No, I did not.
You weren't one of the first 25,000.
He just said his people don't get there early enough to get the cribbage boards.
What wasn't of the interest?
All right. I just didn't know if your girl was asking for her dad, if she would have made an exception and been a nice guy.
She wasn't making the exception for that one. She was too busy having a good time with her friend.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't on you then? That was on her?
But I didn't really. I mean, it was a great giveaway. I wanted one, but I wasn't going to go in early for one.
Okay.
If we got any laying around the office here, I would keep mine. I would not sell it, just so we know.
Okay, wait. I have integrity. Wait a minute. But what's more likely for you, Kyle? If you were to acquire a cribbage board, is it more likely you would learn how to play cribbage or you would sell the cribbage board?
No,
he would give it to the father.
I would give it to the father, the future
that,
father.
But I don't want that as an option.
Oh, future father-in-law?
If that's not.
Wow.
Wait.
Future father-in-law.
One day.
I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, one day. I mean, one
You've
day.
You committed?
I think the
to
streets,
an engagement?
The streets are trash. You better love the one you with. You got to go. You better love it. So I'm good. Listen, you know what's crazy? I was walking in today thinking about, like, man, millennials are all going to talk to Strofe because I knew Strofe would be on time. Millennials are going to be in a crisis. Going to be in a crisis. For the millennials that got married young, crisis.
Why?
No, I'm just saying we're moving into our 30s, and I just think that we're all going to be in a crisis mode. So I say, you know what? Love the one you with, because we're starting to get older.
Wait, what do you mean by
wait,
that?
Wait, but is this a financial crisis?
No, we're just getting a psychological,
emotional crisis? What kind of crisis is happening?
We're all getting to the point, because I think Strofe is very different. Me and Greg, we're both millennials, right?
Correct.
And I feel like, you know, Strofe, mental health, he'll probably talk about his mental health if anybody want to listen to it.
That's
Greg
true.
And I will probably be like, hey, we'll just keep powering
through. We're
going
to internalize that and bury that down deep.
So at some point, as
and
we
which
get
one
older,
am I? What generation am I?
You're Generation X. You guys don't know anything about mental health. Y'all still.
I mean, I go to therapists and I talk to everyone about my mental health.
No, but
you're saying I'm an outlier.
You are an outlier. Okay. You know what you are, Craig, and don't get offended when I say you are the epitome of Gen X. Gen X just. We can even probably poll Gen X around this office. Most Gen X men, a lot of them are single or divorced and acting like they single. It's like,
how am I acting like I'm single?
I mean, Craig, I mean, I don't know what you do, but I'm sure you know you have a little, you know.
So you're saying he's part of the streets right now.
Yeah,
they're trash.
He's part of the streets
that are
trash. Yeah. I don't want to be
it's
like
unbelievable.
That.
I mean, I spend all my time with my daughter and my ex. How is that? I don't know.
He's for the streets, though.
That is the streets. Yeah, that's trash.
Craig is for the streets. For anybody listening, Craig Carmerson is for the streets.
Craig, you on Bumble?
No.
I still don't know what Craig
is too
I
rich for Bumble.
Historically, I was on Bumble.
You need to get on the rich people one.
I was on the
rich people one.
Raya, yeah.
Are you on? Why do you know that?
Because I'm fascinated by this idea that the celebrities go on the Raya, and like you'll hear, who is the?
Well, that's how the Packer safety, right? Isn't that where he found
Simone?
Simone
Biles. Jonathan Holmes.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Jonathan Holmes.
I was thinking more. I heard like Nikki Glaser telling stories about being on Raya and like the celebrities you see there. Yeah. And like,
I'm shocked Simone Biles found the necessity to be on a dating app.
Yeah, that's where they found it. I don't know if it was Raya, but it was one of those.
But I mean, like, how else do you find other rich celebrities? Like,
she's Simone Biles.
Well, you know,
I bet being Simone Biles can feel isolating, you know, times.
Hey, well, being Alex Strofield.
Wait,
isolating.
So why are the streets dirty for millennials? Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, and what's the crisis? Like, I got married pretty young as a millennial, you know?
No, the streets are just trash, and I just feel like, you know what? I'd rather be with my love now, who I absolutely adore, than ever try to go back to the streets. I was literally driving to work today and said, boy, I'm ready to just give it up.
Is this saying because of AI the streets are going to be trash?
I was just thinking like these young folks, these young women, I couldn't relate to them at all. And then the older you get, like, you know, no knock on women in their 30s. I'm in my 30s, but most of them, you know, they're either.
Wait.
Time some out. Are
divorced. Before you finish, and most of women in your 30s, you're not going to go anywhere good with the rest of the sentence.
I would say most women in their 30s have probably been in a long-term relationship
with
something.
Why were you thinking about this?
Let him finish his thought.
I was just driving in thinking about how much I love my girl. And I was like, boy, I don't want the streets anymore. Because my friend told me he wanted to go out and kick it in, like have a fun night. I'm like, bro, that doesn't sound fun to me. I don't want to do that. I want to just lay up with my lady.
And wait, and what about most women in their 30s?
Well, I'm not to offend anybody. Most men in their 30s are trash. 40s for sure. 50s, oh, terrible. But a lot of women in their 30s at this point, if they have been in a long-term relationship, now they're probably coming back from a divorce or people who, you know, have already started families. And, you know, there's a lot of broken people in their 30s. Let's just say that.
All right.
I'm broken.
You're just talking about your future father-in-law.
Yeah.
Like somehow married. This got spun negatively. Kyle saying that he's in a great place. He's with somebody he loves and somebody he wants to be with.
I'm in a phenomenal space. I love it, Kyle.
Because we have a huge 2 hours in front of us. So huge that I don't know if we'll do a 7 at 11 where we'll call someone or where we'll have a mystery guest. Because we had the NFL schedule released, so we need to pick every game this year. And I'm thinking it's 1 point if you get the Packers win or loss correct.
All these
here
points.
We go again.
Five if you get the exact record.
Craig, who's keeping track of this?
Well, I have all of our NBA stuff up to date.
Can I ask?
I have all of it.
After a couple weeks off, you have it up to date.
No, I have every single thing. So.
I don't even know if I submitted all my answers
for the NBA
thing.
You missed one round.
Yes.
Right. So it's Kyle and Alex with 12. I have 8. Greg has 5.
Well, that's
I
not
missed
accurate.
A round.
There's the whole season. It's old calendar year of predictions. So, I mean, that you missed 1 week out of a whole calendar year.
Oh, we're going to keep this as a point thing?
Oh, the NFL, yeah. All of this adds up.
Okay. 3 series are so in the books. None of us gained points?
So we're going to announce the points right there.
Oh, so 12 was last week's number.
Yeah. So do you want to know? Let's add the points now.
Wait, real quick. These aren't different contests. This is one
contest for the whole year.
Well, but when is the year ending? Like at the calendar year?
So week 18, we're not picking. Week 18, we're not picking.
Or is it end of the NFL season?
I think it should be end of the NFL season.
But then if we do any other regular season, NBA, NHL or anything... You know what I mean? And then, so like, you kind of need an end date.
I think it should, the calendar year, because it'll keep going.
Yeah.
At the calendar year, I think it resets.
Can I ask
a question? So then you don't get the 5 extra points for getting the regular season.
Not in
perfect.
This calendar year.
Okay. That's a big start to the next year.
But that goes toward your career numbers.
Okay.
Not your 2025 stats.
Okay.
But it goes toward your career stats.
This makes sense to me.
Wait. Before we confirm this, so just to be clear, you were
by the way, Greg and Kyle had the Celtics winning their series. Just a little preview.
No, I didn't. I had the Pacers, didn't I?
Well,
Celtics played the Knicks.
Oh,
wrong series.
I stand by the Celtics pick.
I picked the Celtics, huh? Yeah,
you stand by it.
I stand by it.
Can I ask
Tatum
you?
Tatum
never got hurt. They definitely would have won.
Yeah, I thought they were going to come back. But so can I? Just to be correct, you're asking me to pick games for the Packers season that does not start for like 3 to 4 months.
Every game for the Packers season.
Craig, you know how much can change over the summer,
right?
But we're all on the same playing field.
We're all on the same playing field. Now we may decide to do every Packer game again, and that'll be another point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of points to be won in this calendar year.
Yeah. You lead off.
Now I'm tracking it all.
Okay.
Do you want us to make predictions of what the final score will be?
I do feel like we missed the WNBA season, though.
We didn't miss anything.
I know,
the beauty
but we could have done it beforehand.
No, I know, but
that's
we can still pick.
Of
like,
it.
Like, you picked the Knicks-Celtics series 4 games in, and you still got it wrong. Like, it's like because we missed one game.
I will say there was some integrity with my picks where I picked pretty much every team that was down in their series because I didn't want to feel like I had a leg up because I was picking
Greg. We were all picking the same time.
No, I didn't say I was a better person.
You didn't have a leg up. We were all picking.
You just said there was, it was an integrity.
I was just giving myself a pat on the back.
Yeah, Mr. Integrity.
Yeah, we were all picking at the same time. And just so you know, your Warriors and seven pick didn't work out either.
I know, but they were down. I wanted to come back.
So we will do today our NFL and our WNBA selections. Seems a little early for the WNBA, but it's
early
a short
for
year.
The WNBA, but not the NFL.
No, NFL's late. Schedule's been out for like 3 days already. What are we doing here?
Caitlin Clark already got a triple double.
That's true.
Yep.
Andrew Reed's got a double double.
Bonner became the third leading scorer in WNBA history.
Nothing. Don't look at me.
Oh, everyone had to do a nugget from yesterday's game. You could have just Angel Reese.
I was watching independent wrestling yesterday, Craig. I don't know.
All right, so this is why we don't have time, I don't think, for a guest. Because we have all of our predictions to do, including the NFL. We have, obviously, the Giannis, the Bucks, the lottery. There's a lot of stuff to talk about there. We have a crisis going on, not just for millennials, but for the Milwaukee Brewers going on.
And for the streets.
And the streets.
And the streets.
Yeah. So,
I want to talk more about that.
Yeah, the crisis in the streets.
Yeah. Fascinating topic.
Yes. We will get to that and more. It is a huge, huge day of Sunday Karma. Glad you could join us right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Sunday Karma continues. We do have the carbless, handcrafted premium cocktails. Talk and text line, list is more. You can text us right now, 800-990-3776. You can also call us, because it is a talk and text line, at 800-990-3776. Strophy, what are the people saying about what's going on here so far?
Everybody's talking about Kyle.
Oh wow, that's not good.
Is there a crisis in the streets? It really has the streets talking, Craig. On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Stephen Racine says, love you, Kyle. Any show you're on, I'm listening. You are the best.
Shout out to the Ray.
Ernie in a barn follows that text up with, Kyle should just stop speaking.
Absolutely. I agree. That's what I tried to
do. And then Ron in the Key chimes in, rest in peace to Greg's marriage, per Kyle. Your marriage is okay, right?
He's a strong millennial marriage.
He's playing with his wedding ring. It's not on. Everything's okay, right?
I mean, that's just par for the course right there.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. But would you like to confirm that your marriage is okay?
Our marriage is great, yes.
Okay, so we have two breaking news items from the show so far. One, that Kyle's girl is future to be his wife, and as he announced that her father is his future father-in-law, and that Greg's marriage is seemingly on stable grounds.
Yes, even though Craig in my early 20s told me and my wife that we met too early.
Really?
Yes, because
let me hear more about this story.
Well, so
were you giving a lecture that they shouldn't get married?
No.
Very respectful.
No, I always thought historically there should be a game show. I'm not saying I think this today, but historically I always thought there was a game show that you should be with someone in your 20s, your 30s, and your 40s.
Okay. Somebody different every time?
Someone different, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And then when you – actually, no, that wasn't it. It was actually in your 20s, you learn yourself, figure out who you are and all that.
Yep.
Then in your 30s, you're with someone, committed relationship. 40s, you're with someone, 10 years, committed relationship.
39 and 364 days, you're calling it quits?
Yep.
Okay.
50s, you're someone, committed relationship. Then the day you turn 60 – It's a multi-platform reality show. You go on. They show highlights of each of the decades.
You think this is Sports Center?
Of you with each of the three people. Of them.
What are we showing? French kissing?
With each of the three people.
Craig, are you trying to break up families
all
across
the scenes
this
from
country?
Their lives. And then,
what the hell is wrong with
then
you?
Then you decide which person you're going to pick to spend the rest of your life with from 60 on.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The person from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s.
Craig.
They have the choice to pick who they're going to be with from the 30s, 40s, 50s.
So if we you just pick got each, like 19 people? And like, you, hey, we all dated
and,
at one point.
And if you pick each other, then you're... Then you win, and you decide to. But, you end
but
up
if
together.
You don't, then you're just like you're just.
Then you're on the streets.
You're on the streets.
The streets is trash for 60-year-olds too. I can tell you that. As well.
Is the streets in crisis for?
I don't know. My dad might beg to differ on that. Kyle,
no, well, the, yeah. Well, just say, your dad is he remarried or is he enjoying his 60s?
Well, he's dating.
Exactly.
Yes,
he's dating. It's the trash
for the streets.
Oh, he's
trash. He's trash. I bet
you.
Right.
You know, I don't know your dad, Greg, but I'm just saying. I'm sure the women he's still out in Massachusetts.
He's still in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm sure
he snowbirds. He's down in Florida in the winter.
Oh,
and he's
that's even.
That's like the STD capital of the world.
Even
retirement home.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can we have an accent of the women that Greg's dad is dating? Can we have a Boston accent?
That scalzo guy, he's just such, he's a philanderer. He's everywhere. He went down with my friend Miriam down in Fort Myers.
Miriam.
Naples. He was yes, very close.
He was down in he was in Naples. Those were Miriam. He gets around. Wait till I see that scalzo.
Are you making
me? Wait till I see that
scalzo. Is this a Boston? Is this Boston?
I thought it was.
You got to put a little Italian in there.
Wait till I see that scalzo. That scalzo? Is that how they talk in Boston? The scalzo.
Really, but it's good enough.
I've never been to Boston.
You fix your Boston accent by parking the car at Harvard Yard.
Oh, yeah. That scalzo, he parked his car down at the Naples. I don't know. I've never been to the place. Can't help with that. Craig, I do want to say, I see why you'll probably never get married at this point, huh?
What?
Because you're trying to play a damn game show with your life. Why are you trying to play a game show? He did something
I'm not saying in 20 years. I'm just saying, I think it would be a compelling show for people to watch. It would blow up. And it would be, I mean, there'd be, you'd
we
have
work
to
at a media
30
company.
Years
Let's
worth
with
of
you.
Footage. You'd have to have 30 years of footage. It's a long-term commitment for people to be part of the show.
Let's make a Milwaukee Bachelor for Craig. Can I host it? I'll be the Chris Harrison.
No. I'm not
Craig,
I'm not
that,
dating.
Would be, that would be a great show.
Because I'm not dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I think
street,
when we
and it has nothing to do with the streets being trash.
Yeah, I was gonna
when
say
I was dating, I found the streets to be excellent. I found there to be really well adjusted,
well maintained, clean streets.
The streets of Milwaukee were very clean.
But you didn't propose to anybody, so they weren't clean enough for you.
But again, just because I choose to not be with someone else doesn't mean I don't feel like I'm complete.
Oh, I didn't say you weren't complete without anybody else.
Exactly.
I think what we need to do is start to find people in their 20s and convince that over the next 30 years, they're part of a game show presented by Good Karma.
No, it's when they turn 30. On their because basically...
No, you're saying they've got to commit
by the time they're 30. Yeah, they commit by the time they're 30, and they spend their 30s, and they may have a child with someone in their 30s.
And then, so they tell the child when the child turns 9, 5, and mom are breaking up because they're part of this game show.
Yeah.
We heard this house is so happy, and we know divorce can be traumatic for children, but hey,
no,
for
it's
entertainment,
not, but
it
it's
can
not
be great.
Traumatic if it's the norm from day one. Mm-hmm. There's no trauma involved in
you,
it.
You tell a 9-year-old that when all of a sudden mommy and daddy aren't together,
it's
now
not
you got
but it's part of the
daddy.
Game show,
it's
Kyle.
It's not all of a sudden. From the time they're 3, they know the clock is ticking, and it's not anything about the love that their parents have together.
And there's like a big countdown clock in the house that's like counting down
like,
the days
like
the in
Packers
terms of
for the draft.
It gives people a much better feel. It's truly true love if you're with someone, if two other people for a decade and they choose mommy or daddy. I mean, that's a much bigger statement than just like, oh, we signed this contract.
Yeah, after
so we're
the
stuck
years of therapy
years.
And having to do and with then, trauma.
But also that kid, if you have a
you
kid.
Think, you think in this method there's no trauma?
If you have a kid, they're required to also participate in the game show when they grow up. So like they're automatically like used to it and a part of it.
What in the Hunger Games is going on here?
Yeah, send your kids to college to be a therapist because based off of Craig's show, we're going to need a lot of them.
I think
a
we do already. I'm just
this
saying.
This is his best idea.
This
ever.
Might be an
better help.
Yes.
I mean, no, it is a great idea. I'm not going to lie.
It's
I mean,
his best idea yet.
It would make a lot of money.
I agree.
Going Jason, back to the 2000s.
Jason Wilde coming up next. Don't get me started on my Walmart beauty pageant idea. That's my other billion-dollar idea.
Wait, hold on.
Jason Wilde joins us when we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It gets cold in Tennessee in January. I done tagged out all my books. Wasn't no one seeing dubs. Thought that I could. to you some out the ordinary.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
That was bad TVing by me. I put the Newcastle Arsenal game on both TVs next to each other.
Yeah, that's bad.
That did not make a lot of sense.
So, Walmart makeover?
No, we're not that.
It was a Walmart beauty pageant.
Oh,
but it is Sunday Karma across ESPN Wisconsin, live for the Gruber Offices. One Call, That's All Studios. Craig Carvis and Greg Scalzo, Alex Stroh.
Can I just say that
our
that
producer,
sounds disgusting.
Kyle Wallace.
A Walmart beauty pageant?
Yeah,
the idea
yes.
of it is.
We haven't heard the idea yet.
It's troubling, but
right. I don't want to be dismissive
so
of
it.
All right, I'll give the idea just because I don't trust our audience enough to steal it and run with it and develop it in partnership with Walmart.
Wow.
All right. So Jason Wilde joins us. What up, Jason?
Good morning, guys.
So I had this idea for Walmart, and I had it one night. I was at a Walmart. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Why are you at a Walmart?
Yeah.
We were opening a Verizon store. And I was in a West Bend Walmart. I was in a West Bend Walmart. And so here is the premise, okay? And you have a huge wheel, okay? Huge wheel, and it has every single Walmart location on it in the U.S.
In the country?
Yes, in the country.
It's a large wheel.
Like the prize wheel.
Prize wheel,
like
yep.
Like that.
Think the wheel prize wheel, except this is going to be a bigger budget production, so
more
it'll
like
be
price
more
is
of a
right.
Price is Right, but yeah. Digital, like, and when you spin it, you'll be seeing all the different things.
Like in a casino.
Yeah, and then when it lands, for the first person, it zooms in on the map and you see Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay? It's the first one.
Close to the home of Walmart.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So, second person spins the wheel and it is whatever. Denver, Colorado. Where whatever. Doesn't need to be a big city, but wherever it is.
West Bend, Wisconsin.
West Bend, Wisconsin. Okay? So then you have two people who are then competing to find the beauty queen and to beat the other person. Now, naturally, you have a million opportunities for product integration, right? Makeup, hair, like all the different things you have at Walmart, because people don't realize, but yeah, they have as many beauty supplies and beauty lines as they, because they have everything.
Yeah, wouldn't right? realize that.
So then, each of the two competitors have 24 hours at Walmart to pick their pageant competitor.
Someone in the store.
It has to be someone who just happens.
Oh, that's so good.
So, and because my belief is that if you totally make someone up the way we see them in movies and all that, like you could pick someone, you could find someone.
Oh, you're saying who isn't very attractive to some people.
I'm saying
to some people.
No,
the
they are attractive, but they don't have the things that celebrities have. They're not given all of the advantages.
I'm sorry. So he was in West Bend and Walmart looking around at all the people, and he said, ugh.
So we're going like,
it's the exact opposite. No, it's the exact opposite. I was saying if someone here had a makeover, they could be as beautiful as whoever it is walking the red carpet, you know.
So it's basically She's All That. At Walmart, that movie, that Freddie Prinze Jr. movie,
where
he takes the unpopular girl at high school, they may give her a makeover, and all of a sudden she's like a beauty queen.
Yeah, and you can, depending on how many episodes and all that, you can have it bracket style, but more likely the way this show's been in development for 8 or 9 years, the way it would be now is more likely you would have the wheel go to like 12 different cities, and you'd have 12 going simultaneously. And they would be competing. And I believe between product integration, the idea of making the person next door into a celebrity, I think it has every, and the reality show that you make behind it, I think it has every element to be a profitable and compelling show.
Right, I see this as a Netflix series where like you actually have three competitors for each episode and you just keep them tight. Then at the end of the season, you could take all of the winners from the different episodes, and then you've got like a Miss Walmart America.
Yeah. I love your buy-in, because I was just about to say we're 37 minutes into the show and I'm ready to make the sweeping declaration that Craig Karmazin is a psychopath.
Well, I'll say this, Craig. I think this is a great idea.
That's a little aggressive.
He's a game show genius.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
This is a great idea because I'll tell you one thing. When I see on social media the way they make up some of these people's faces and they go from, you know, the duckling that isn't the most attractive duckling to like, oh my gosh.
Well, by the way, Walmart, as the largest retailer in the country, if everyone's talking about how these products from Walmart and this stuff that you get at Walmart turns everyday people into people who are look like they're walking the red carpet, don't you think that expands the population of not only who thinks Walmart could be a place they'd go to, but who would buy their beauty supplies and like opens up that whole line of thinking of people at Walmart?
Yeah. I also think it just could build up self-esteem and confidence.
Wait, so the impetus of this was you were in a West Bend Walmart 9 years ago and you went, damn, these people are ugly.
No,
we should make
it was
them
the
prettier.
Opposite. You keep saying, damn, these people are ugly.
Craig, it's not the opposite because if you were in LA and saw all these people, you wouldn't have been thinking about
that.
She's beautiful.
No, my whole point was exactly the opposite of what you're saying. I'm saying if these people had the resources that the people have,
they're not
that
ugly,
I'm in LA.
Just so poor.
No,
you just don't have the resources. That's what it. I get it, Craig. You're not ugly, ma'am. You just don't have the same resources.
You're just broke.
You guys don't. Literally, you're not listening.
I hear you.
I was saying is these are attractive people, but on the surface, people may not realize that they're as attractive as these other people.
It's a compliment.
You were seeing past that.
Yes.
You were saying, ma'am, you are gorgeous. We just don't see it yet.
She's all that.
Yeah, I would
it totally
this,
is.
I would see this woman with like walking down the aisle with their two kids, like feeling like her life's miserable and all that, and me saying like, wow, beneath the surface there, she is as beautiful as the person who's starring in the next Marvel movie.
You're just an artist. You see beauty.
I'm not anything. I'm just a normal person.
No, you're
right,
not.
Jason?
No, you're not.
Jason's known me longer than all you. I'm just a normal person, right, Jason?
You're an idea person, first of all, and I think this is a great idea.
He sidestepped that normal person question.
He did a nice
absolutely.
Job.
I know what I'm doing here. I think this is actually, first of all, I agree. Strofe isn't listening because there are all kinds of people that if they were given the advantages of Hollywood makeup and hair, like I think my hair would look much fuller if I had some sort of professional hairstylist making it look like I'm not, you know, thinning on.
And
them,
I guarantee
right?
there's a product at Walmart that could be integrated
right.
into the show that they would
exactly.
they would talk about making your hair look more full.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So I think this is a great idea. The only question I have is if you thought of it 9 years ago, I mean, I know we've been expanding, but what the hell have you been doing? Has it been in development the whole time?
No, there are other priorities for the company. It's not like the only ideas are the ones we're executing as a company. I have other ideas, but you have to prioritize what makes sense for the company at any given moment.
I'd be open to an executive producer position on this. I would be happy to bring this idea to life.
So we finally reached the point as a company where you can start entertaining the Walmart makeover.
Yeah, we got to do it.
No, I was saying we're not there yet. I was just saying wait till you hear that idea, and then they didn't want to talk to you without first hearing the idea. So that's where.
Well, it was really Strofe that didn't want it.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to hear that.
Well, you talked to Wildy a lot, so I understand why this would be more compelling than that.
Yeah,
I get it.
Sure. I get it. Yep, I understand completely. Yeah. All right, guys, it's been great talking with you.
Good stuff tonight, Jason.
Yep. So, Jason, your buddy's an investor in the Browns now?
Yeah, so I saw that, and I was going to actually text him because...
And we're talking about Charles Woodson, former Packer and NFL Hall of Famer.
Yes, so I was going to text him because in the story I read on ESPN.com, it indicated that he would have to divest and remove his name from his line of wines and whiskeys, all to be a 0.1% owner in the Browns, which he's obviously from Ohio. But I wondered if that was worthwhile to do that. So that is, I have a handwritten to-do list, and that was one of the items on it for next week, was to text him and ask him to explain that to me. Because if you remember, there was a adversarial relationship between him and the league late in his time in Green Bay over this exact issue of the league makes millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in partnerships with alcoholic beverages and beers, and yet he couldn't have his name on his wine until after he'd retired. And it was a point of contention for him. And now is he really willing to give up having his name on the label to become a 0.1% owner of the Browns, which are worth $5 billion, I believe, is what they were valued at. So this would be a $5.1 million investment for him. And I'm fascinated by this. I can't believe you brought it up, because I was reading it yesterday and was completely compelled to think, what's the business angle for him that would make this worthwhile?
See, I don't get why he would have to give up those things.
I don't either.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's what he was so mad about back
then.
No,
but I'm saying, like, NFL owners, like Josh Harris, like who owns the Washington Commanders, he owns a lot of different businesses. Like, why would?
But is his name licensed on them in a way? I don't know if that's the issue there.
I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. So it's, you're saying it's the, what's the wine called?
It's Charles Woodson's Intercept Wines.
I mean, that is his name.
It's Woodson Whiskeys, right?
Woodson Whiskey. Yeah, it's one of them.
And like Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is not named after the Patriots owners.
Not named after Bob Kraft.
He can ask Rod Woodson to step in temporarily.
Oh, that's an idea.
I like that. Wait, there's no other NFL owner who we could think of that has a product or service that is named after them in any way?
I think it's alcohol and tobacco that you're not allowed to do it with.
Well, I don't know why that would matter.
The level of hypocrisy here, this echoes of that time that they wouldn't allow Tony Romo to attend a fantasy football convention in Las Vegas. And now, obviously, that has become a major component of how the league views revenue streams. So I don't get it. I don't understand it, but that is how it was reported from Cleveland.
So if I bought shares in the Green Bay Packers, would we have to rename this company from Good Karma Brands?
Well, not your shares, because as we know, those shares are souvenir nations to the franchise.
Whoa. So you're saying the Packers owners are not owners?
Shareholders,
come on!
I might be suggesting that. Yes,
that's extremely disrespectful.
Strofe's not happy with you. He's from Green Bay. Those are fighting words, Jason.
I'm not an owner. Really? I don't own a share.
That's shocking. Yeah, anybody in your family?
No, he's not a real Packer.
It's a scam. Why would you buy a piece of paper? It's a scam.
I could see you showing up to shareholders meetings.
I went last year with Kyle.
Okay, you guys need to.
It's really boring.
Scam talk.
It's a scam.
It's
not
a scam.
It's supporting your team, right?
I agree with that.
What do you mean? I'm a shareholder. I get access that you don't get.
To sell the idea that you get to say you're an owner is a scam.
I'm a shareholder. I get special access to stuff that you guys don't.
No, you get to listen to Mark Murphy talk about financials.
And I get to buy shareholder.
That's the access.
Congratulations. I get access to shareholder merchandise.
And how many times have you bought that?
The
only thing you've spent money on is the piece of paper that says you're an owner, which you're not.
I still think that's cool for people who are Packers fans.
If it floats your boat.
If they win a Super Bowl, I can get a shareholder ring. Can you?
Just understand what it actually is. That's all I've ever argued. And
wait, there's a shareholder ring?
There sure is.
That's cool.
Were you an owner in 2010?
But you don't.
No, I was not.
Sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, you said this, Kyle. You have the, and I quote, opportunity to buy merchandise that other people can't. Like, they don't give it to you. They don't say, hey, thank you for your donation as a shareholder to support our organization. As a thank you, here is a shareholder ring or here.
Wait, Kyle. So do you get a shareholder ring, or you have the opportunity to purchase a shareholder ring?
From what my understanding of what I was told in the 2010 to 2011 season, shareholders have an opportunity to purchase a championship ring.
But it's like belonging to a country club. You pay to belong to the country club, but you still have to pay your dues, and you still got to pay for the shirt in the clubhouse,
and you
still got to pay for, you know, all the other fees
Greg.
In there.
Thanks for telling me about a world I don't know about.
You just compared the Green Bay Packers to a place me and Kyle will
all
never
right,
be.
When we come back, we will have our game-by-game selections. Jason, you don't have to make them if you don't want. I think I actually would prefer if Jason doesn't make his picks, but he more coaches us along because we, the four of us, Jason, are going to be making our game-by-game Packers schedule picks. If each game we get right, we get a point. If we get the complete record right, we get 5 points. We will do that with Jason Wilde as the schedule was released this week as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Feel good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least the show.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, if I'm gonna track, who our picks are, someone else has to track. Someone has to announce game by game who these games are. So, Strokey, are you gonna take us through the games?
There's a schedule in there, isn't it? Right,
and,
Greg?
Well, yeah, but he's tracking the picks. I will go through the schedule.
Well, there's a schedule, right? A paper schedule,
right? Kyle, but he is. We don't. We need.
He's saying to ultimately to say it out loud.
I'm just going to say, hey, the Packers start the season on September 7th hosting the Detroit Lions.
I was just saying there's a piece of paper with the schedule right there that makes it easier for you to read off so you don't have to scroll down on your computer. That's all I was telling you, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Did I just get buddy?
Jason, anything we need to know about this Lions-Packers opener that Strophy just teed up for us?
I don't know if
Craig,
you put Jason back on the air.
There we go. Now we put Jason back on the air. All right, Jason. All right. Anything you want to share that we might not know? Because to me,
do we have too many cooks in the kitchen? Program?
I don't think we have.
I don't
enough.
Think we. Yeah, I agree. I think we could use one more host here.
We need two more hosts and actually one actual producer since we don't have a producer.
I was here on
Where's
time.
Sean
Jason?
Thompson? I thought we were adding him to the show.
Yeah,
Sean has since. He said, "Ah."
Yeah, Sean doesn't want to be associated with this brand.
That's a bad decision by him.
So my natural take here. Is gonna I'm going Packers here. I think this is gonna be like new coordinators first game. Mm-hmm. There'll be a interesting narrative there. I'm gonna take the Packers in the opener.
I fully agree with you.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers in the home opener as well.
Yeah, the Packers are gonna come in and they gotta prove something. They gotta play with a chip on their shoulder. And I think they beat Detroit week one.
Jason, do you think this is crazy that all four of us just picked the Packers in week one?
Congratulations, you've now assured the fact that the Lions will win.
Yes. Yeah, probably. It is possible that the Lions come into Lambeau and just rush for 210 yards.
Yeah,
and like,
is this show big enough where the Lions social media will use this if the Lions beat the Packers?
The fact you just asked the question, I think the answer is yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, all right. All right, Lions social media, mark this right here. We're saying two new coordinators, Packers win at Lambeau opening week.
Shh.
Mock us as you will, Lions social media.
Short week for the Packers. They play Thursday Night Football week two as they play host, staying at home to the Washington Commanders.
You would think it's an advantage. They stay home, all that. Commanders have the Giants first
Is the producer
week.
Really not going to give us any background music?
Yeah. We don't have
I'm
a
sorry.
Producer.
I was definitely back
sorry,
here.
Sorry, Craig, continue.
I was definitely back here cleaning up the studio.
I don't think the Packers can stop the Commanders. They'll use all four downs. They'll score 46 points. I like the Commanders
I
here.
Also like the Commanders here. I think the Packers start 1-1, which is great. Better than 0-2. I buy the Commanders hype, though, so I will take the Commanders in week two.
I don't like going third in this because I also agree. I was going to go Commanders as well, but now we're all chalk right now. Like, and some of us are going to need to win some points. But
I don't know if it's chalk to pick the Packers over the Lions.
No, it's
tough
for me.
Start out 1-1.
No, it's tough for me because of the fact that a lot of this, if Jair plays, then I feel more confident. They did get Deebo Samuel there in Washington as well. They're a good football team, and if the Packers are going to be the team they want to be, if Jordan Love's the quarterback we think he is, I think he should be able to go toe-to-toe with Jaden Daniels at home. So I'm going with the Packers.
All right. There you go.
Craig, you can just mark Kyle down for 17-0. You know that, right?
We'll see. All right, don't ruin the punchline of the bit.
Week three off the mini by Sunday, September 21st. Packers' first road game of the season in Cleveland as they play the Browns.
Okay, yeah, Jason, I think a lot of people just naturally like how – I mean, the Packers should be double-digit favorites. The Browns don't have a quarterback. They have Joe Flacco, the whole mess. Anything we should be thinking about with the Browns here?
Yeah, I would be leery of the Browns. I understand they were 3-14. I understand their season was a complete train wreck, but I would be hesitant to simply assume that that's a W for the green and gold on the road. I would warn against that if I.
Greg, you're not going third this time. We'll kick it off with you.
Give me Cleveland. Browns taking it home. Flacco throws for 350 yards.
He was the lead at one point in his career.
All right, Kyle, who do you got?
Yeah, the Browns' offensive line last year wasn't that great, and the Green Bay Packers can feast off a bad offensive line. So I think the Packers win that one, too.
Great defensive line for the Packers.
Strophy?
Well, yeah, really, really good defensive
they
line.
They feast off of bad O-line.
I've got the Packers.
All right. I think Shedeur Sanders leads the Browns to the victory there. I'll take the Browns. I'll listen to Jason's warning there. All right, week number four.
Sunday Night Football.
Paul is parallel parking, and really impressively, I have to say, I can't believe she fit into this spot. I really
great
can't.
Job.
Give her flowers. Apologize good job, Paula.
Apologize for the beeping.
No. No apologies necessary.
It's one of the few great feelings when you do a great job parallel parking, first spot.
That's been the big thing of moving to Milwaukee for me. I've really gotten good at it.
Yep. And Jason, I don't know if you know, but the streets are trash.
The streets are in crisis, Jason.
Stay where you at.
I've heard that. Yes, I've heard that.
All right.
Week four, Sunday Night Football at the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys, Kyle, what are you thinking here? Jason, give us a quickie on the Cowboys. We know they just added a wide receiver. No Mike McCarthy.
I think people have looked at, you know, the unsexy hiring of Brian Schottenheimer and think that this is a team that's going to have all kinds of problems, and they screwed up the hire. They have a theoretically healthy Dak Prescott. It's only 4 weeks into the season. I think this is a more difficult game than Packers fans want to believe it is as well.
Trophy, you kick us off.
I'll take the Packers, but I hear Jason. I think this is going to be a really good game on Sunday Night Football.
Kyle?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for the Packers. I agree with that, what you said, Strofe, but I think the Packers come away 4-0.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Packers lose here to the Cowboys. I think early in the year, the Cowboys are always better than they are later in the year. I think their offense is explosive here on Sunday Night Football. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be that good. They're just messy right now.
Messy.
That's true.
And I'll take the
no
Packers
Lionel.
On Sunday
week
night.
Week 5.
Week 5 is the bye week. Week 6.
That's a win.
That is a win. Week 6 will be what I will predict is the highest scoring game in the NFL season as the Cincinnati Bengals come to Green Bay.
It's a lot of confidence in that Packers offense you have.
I have a lot of confidence in the Packers offense.
As you should. Did you guys see Matthew Golden's reaction test? That boy is good.
If Matt LaFleur is as good as we think he is, this should be a really good offense. I will take the Packers. I don't know if I was supposed to lead or not. But
go for it, Greg.
I will take the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau. LaFleur is great coach. They don't always perform the best off of the bye weeks.
You don't. That's a good point.
I'm with you. I think the Bengals may not get stopped. It's like the Commanders and Bengals offenses are both scary offenses. I'll take the Bengals here.
Yeah, the Bengals have a very scary offense. Two elite wide receivers, a very good running back as well, a great quarterback. I mean, this offense is going to be tough to slow down for the Green Bay Packers, but guess what? Jordan loves our quarterback, and this is the year he needs to play like an MVP. And I think the Packers pull off a big victory at home to get some more momentum as they start
5-0.
The this might be the toughest game they have on their schedule.
Okay. What's next, Alex?
Week 7, they head to Arizona to take on the Cardinals.
So they killed the Cardinals this year. And the Cardinals ended up being like good around that game, and then they got bad again. Arizona is one of those tough, tricky teams. Jason,
Agreed. Is
this a game we could just look at as an automatic win?
Of course not, but we probably will anyway because it's the Arizona Cardinals. I would also add Kyle and Tausch, I believe, are the ones that have been in this boat. I think Tausch has them starting like 7-0 going into the Steelers game. So a lot of confidence from our two highest profile Packers homers. Yeah.
He's a smart guy, that Tausch.
Kyle, who do you like in that one against Arizona, against your guy Kyler?
Listen, Kyler Murray is showing that he's not a great quarterback. That Arizona football team is too inconsistent. I feel like the Green Bay Packers do kind of flex their muscle after coming off a tough, gritty victory. They flexed their muscles in a big Josh Jacobs game against those Cardinals.
Greg, who you got?
I got the against the Cardinals, the Packers.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm actually picking the Cardinals here. I've always been high on Kyler. I think this could be a year that he shows he actually is a good NFL quarterback.
He's like year seven, year eight.
That's usually how it works. Year seven, year eight. Yeah,
that is. All those Geno Smiths and like this.
What happens though? They go to a different team with different coaches, and
Arizona gets different coaches every year.
I'm high on Arizona, so I actually take the Cardinals.
I'm high on Arizona too. I just have picked the Packers to lose too many times, so I just have to pick them to win somewhere in here. They can't lose all these games, so I'm going Packers.
Cardinals are like the Sacramento Kings of the NFL. They're just always
good comparison.
I mean, that means they're playing for the play-in every year.
Week 8 is the KBN road trip featuring Jason Wilde. As the boys and Jason heading to Pittsburgh.
You guys know
is
about
that
this,
true?
Right? Yeah, we got to put the campaign together.
We just determined this on Friday, so we can work on
who
that.
Who determined this?
Yeah.
The fans, KBN Nation, determined this.
Come on now, sell, baby. We got to open up some partnerships.
Cool. Jason, which one of you guys is driving down there?
I will be driving.
Okay.
Jason, is Aaron Rodgers going to be the quarterback of one of these teams in this game?
Yeah, I think he will be the Steelers quarterback. I'll be surprised if he's not. And I do have some conflicting interests here, though, because I have also had a conversation with Wally Lukaczynski about going to his hometown of Pittsburgh for this game with him as well. So,
oh, wow.
ESPN Beaver Dam.
We can get a van.
Yeah.
Get a minivan.
I think Wally, I don't, if this trip happens, Greg, I assume you'd want Wally to be a part of it.
Oh, big time.
I would rather have Wally a part of it than any of the KBN Nation crew.
Yeah.
I honestly tend to agree.
Greg, this is a very sellable opportunity for our partners.
Greg, that's amazing.
Greg, who do you
Kyle,
like in
you
this game?
Kyle, you don't need to sell Greg on it.
Yes, I do.
No, you just need Ben to sell it for you. The Steelers, I like the Steelers here. I think the Steelers with Rodgers will be a very formidable team.
Especially
in the AFC.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Team Greg here.
Aaron Rodgers should be in a nursing home.
Wait, you're going Steelers?
I'm picking the Steelers. Back-to-back losses for the Packers midseason.
Wow. Why are you so down on Rodgers? He's the guy that only guy to bring the Green Bay Packers to a Super Bowl this century.
I love Aaron Rodgers, but I don't even know if this guy's still his teammate or not, but there's a Steeler who said, listen.
Did you hear Jason? He said, no, you don't. After Kyle said, I love Aaron Rodgers.
No, listen. What did the Steelers player say? He said, keep his behind in the nursing home and look at him. He's about to be a teammate of him. The safety said that about Aaron Rodgers. And I believe when Aaron Rodgers on that football team against the Green Bay Packers, he's going to look like it's time to go to a nursing home.
I don't know. Second year off an Achilles injury. That's when you bounce back.
He's 40. He'll be 40, what, 2? 41?
It's different. We're not in 1996 anymore.
Right. Yeah. Kyle, it's Gen Z now. It's not your millennials. The streets are trash. Yeah, they're in crisis.
Yeah, look at Strofe. He's Gen Z. They're trash.
Know that Kyle's not a big fan of somebody coming off of another team. Like, if you don't stay with one team, he doesn't want you after the divorce. He just wants you with that first committed relationship.
Yep. Loyalty.
Yeah.
Where I'm fine with 3, and then you pick the one that's the best at the end of your career.
Everybody picked?
Yeah.
Okay, week 9, they host the Panthers. Give me the Packers.
I'll take the Packers.
I'm going Packers.
Make that 4 of us.
All right,
Packers,
let's keep
baby.
Rolling.
Big year for us.
Week 10, Monday Night Football.
Wait, so is Kyle at 9-0 now?
That's correct, yes.
I mean, look at the
8-0. Yes.
Looks good.
Okay.
Week 10, reigning Super Bowl champions come to town. Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field. It's Packers-Eagles.
Give me the Eagles. Just better franchise, better team.
Whoa. You said that too fast.
Whoa. What do you mean, whoa?
You're thinking that they're not going to have a Super Bowl hangover. You're thinking the Green Bay Packers aren't going to be hungry to get a little bit of revenge. I think
the Eagles are so much more talented than the Packers. The organization is such a better organization.
I'm with Kyle. I like the Packers here.
You guys can take whatever.
I don't like Greg's slander being thrown at the Packers, but I do agree with
what
Greg.
What do you mean? This century, the Packers are like a below-average franchise.
Yeah, cool. I have the Packers coming in at... They're not a below-average franchise, if you look at their record.
All right, I'm saying...
They have the top 5 record in the NFL in this century.
Okay, when it comes to actually being in it, getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl.
But this isn't a Super Bowl. This is one game in the regular season.
Give me the Eagles.
I have the Packers at 3-5 coming into this game, so I'm giving the Packers the big upset win at home.
You really
did pick
a lot of losses early. Holy smokes. I've got the Eagles.
Call the DNR, because we're eating Eagles that week, baby.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's illegal to eat Eagle, isn't it?
Not if you call the DNR first.
I keep
it's
forgetting
totally
Jason
fine.
Is still here.
Jason, can you verify if you call the DNR it's okay to eat Eagles?
I cannot.
I think it's protected bird. I'm
it's
not sure.
Okay,
bird.
No, it's protected. That's why you have to call DNR.
Exactly.
Right,
they just shot and killed a sandhill crane on a body cam footage.
Did you see
this
story?
I did see that
story. In the middle of a residential neighborhood.
They're just popping
sandhill
Kyle,
cranes.
It's amazing when those cranes are killed, the body cams always work.
It didn't work.
Yeah. It's interesting when those body cams work versus when they don't work.
Footage out in 24 hours.
Yeah, We don't need Tory Lowe to get a copy of that body cam footage when it's a crane. And somehow it's on everybody's social media feed.
Empty the clip on the poor crane.
All right, who we got next?
Giants. at the Giants.
Russell Wilson against the Green Bay Packers at MetLife in Jersey. Kyle, what do you think?
G-I-N.
No, that's the Jets.
The Giants are losing. Okay. Russell Wilson's going to get destroyed. Jackson Dart, whoever it is. Don't care who the quarterback is. The Packers, baby.
I'll take the Packers here.
Coming off a blowout loss at home on Monday night, they go to New York and they eat.
They eat Giants? Do they need to call the Giants?
Yes. Call Roald Dahl. They're going to be eating Giants.
Nice. Yes. Nice BFG reference. Great book. Thank you. I've got the Packers.
Packers win there. All right. Coming down the stretch of the season.
All right, here we go. Divisional matchups begin Sunday, November 23rd, week 12. Packers host the Vikings.
They lose to the Vikings at home.
Oh, my gosh. Give me the Packers.
Yep, I'm with Strof.
Oh, shocker. What are you at, 11-0?
Baby, this is a special season.
Baby.
So, Jason, talk us through what's going on in Minnesota a little bit. I need some help on this one.
Well, I'm still trying to recover from the Roald Dahl reference, which was pretty darn good as well. Look, J.J. McCarthy.
Roald Dahl's still alive?
No.
He's a wide receiver. He's the fourth wide receiver for the Vikings.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, they believe in J.J. McCarthy. Now, do they have any other choice but to believe in J.J. McCarthy? No, of course not, right? But they drafted him in the top 10. He spent an entire year recovering from a torn meniscus and having two surgeries. But if Kevin O'Connell was able to do what he did with Sam Darnold, who obviously had taken his lumps during the first half of his career, I would say that Kevin O'Connell can probably do similar things with a young quarterback with zero NFL regular season snaps going into his first year as a starter. So I don't know enough of what J.J. McCarthy as an NFL quarterback looks like. I know what he looked like as the Michigan quarterback, but I'm very curious to see if Kevin O'Connell is as good as I think he is, and J.J. McCarthy is going to have a really good first season as the starter.
Well, we learned that Caleb Williams certainly wanted him to be his coach. We learned that this week, which was very interesting. I'm going to go with the Packers after that. I think first road start at Lambeau. I'm going to go with the Packers there. All right, what's next?
Short week, Thanksgiving at the Lions.
Lions, don't let the Packers get another one of those Thanksgiving wins against them. Agreed. Avenge their loss from early in the year. I go Lions here.
I'm with you, Craig.
I will take Lions as well.
Yeah, the Packers have never lost. Well, not Packers. Jordan Love hasn't lost on Thanksgiving before as a starting quarterback, and I think that streak continues.
Yep. I think that's solid logic there.
Shameless. Just shameless.
What do you mean? Jason, that is based on facts. Other people may have opinions. Kyle bases what his picks are on facts.
You've never seen him lose as a starting quarterback on Thanksgiving. Just saying.
Are you going to believe your eyes or are you going to believe your imagination? Because Kyle believes his eyes.
Are we sure that Utah State never played a game against Utah?
We don't talk about the last year at Utah State for Jordan Love.
No,
we pretend that didn't happen.
Correct.
That's exactly right. Yep. All right, another little mini buy here as we lead into week 14. My girlfriend air checked me this week, Craig.
Yeah.
She told me every time I brought this game up, I've mentioned it's on my birthday, so I'm not going to do that this time.
Well, you just did.
As week 14, the Packers host the Bears.
Wait, your birthday's December 7th?
That's correct. Pearl Harbor Day, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I probably forgot. Packers.
Packers-Bears at Lambeau Field.
So Bears won the last game at Lambeau, Kyle. I don't know. Has Jordan Love ever beaten Caleb Williams at Lambeau Field?
No, he has not.
That's a good point.
And who are you going to pick in this one, Kyle?
Packers. Easy.
Okay, Greg?
I'll take the Packers as well.
Happy birthday to me. Go Pack, go.
See, coming off that Lions, they have the
Jason,
extra
do you have things to do today? I didn't realize what
real
time it was.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm going to go with the Packers in this one. All right, what's up next?
Week 15, Sunday, December 14th, at the Broncos in Denver.
Oh, Broncos were so much better. I thought the Broncos were going to be trash last year.
Sean Payton's good coach.
That's a tough mile-high type game. I'm going Broncos there.
I will go with the Green Bay Packers at Denver.
I agree with Greg. I think if the Packers win here, but this is a really interesting stretch coming up, and that's going to be a tough game, but I've got the Packers winning in Denver.
You know, shout out to my little cousin. He is going to be trying out to make the 53-man roster for the Broncos, so this is going to be a tough one, because if he does make that roster, boy, I'm going to be torn. Very
what
torn.
Do you mean you're gonna be torn?
But I'm gonna tell little cuz, hey, you taking that L?
What?
Okay? You taking that L?
You're picking the Packers over
go,
family?
Pack, go, go, pack, go.
I mean, his family. I mean, he's gonna be like best case scenario, like on a few special teams plays this year.
Doesn't matter. It's
damn, Craig. What
by week 15, maybe.
Wouldn't
maybe
you say that's pretty good? Wouldn't you be happy if that was?
Listen, my little cousin's on special teams in NFL. I.
That's what I'm saying.
Excited.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
But you're rooting incredible. Against him.
I That's want correct, him yes. to make tackles, but I want the
you don't
Packers
want him to
score.
Recover a fumble on sure. special teams.
Sure, I've met him once, win. And I'd be I'm going to be rooting for the Broncos just for him.
Me too.
I'm rooting for him to do well, but I'm rooting for his team to lose.
All right, Strophy, what do you got?
Week 16 at the Bears on a Saturday night.
I'll take the Packers.
Agreed. I think they sweep them this year.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit hot there in December.
Yeah.
LaFleur in December gets that team kicking.
What is it called? Tacoma season? Tundra CO? Toyota
Toyota season?
Yeah.
Yes. Which didn't really happen last year. But
I think that's Caleb's season. We saw it last year. Bears beat the Packers
He
late.
Don't even want to beat Aaron.
I think we see it again. Bears beat the Packers in December once again, second consecutive year. I'm using Kyle's
Good
logic.
Pop, Kyle.
You got to go based on
he
what's
doesn't want to be there.
What your eyes. He didn't want Shane Waldron, who's no longer there. So
he doesn't want to be in Chicago. I don't blame him.
Final home game of the season and final home game of the calendar year.
I need Jason
year.
Here. You know, what's going on with the Ravens? The new kicker. You know the. You know,
that's your question.
Right, for real, that's it.
I mean, when you're talking late games, we got to understand what's going on. They drafted a kicker. They have a free agent kicker.
They don't have
they said it was just a football decision on their kicker. Yeah, they put out a big release.
We missed a lot last year.
Yeah, Jason, what's going on with the Ravens here? You don't have to just talk about their kicking situation.
Allegedly. Yeah, the Ravens are good every year, right? They have this will be a great matchup of two of the best running backs in football. They're both teams that are really good late in the season. I think this is a enormous game that is a brief respite from all the division games.
Good word.
It's one of only two games that are not in the division over the final 7 weeks. By the way, Tausch said the only game that he would guarantee the Packers are going to lose is Denver. So I think he's going to have them at 16-1, and that'll be the one loss that they'll have.
It's going to be tough
in
down
his
there.
Mind.
All right,
but again, Kyle's one-upping him.
Well, Kyle, Kyle may have them end with a two-game losing streak here. Kyle, what do you think against the Ravens?
I'm not going to lie to you. This Ravens game scares me because of the fact that Lamar Jackson is a scrambling quarterback running around. But I say this. I think the Packers pull off the upset. I think the Packers upset the Ravens, and this could be foreshadowing of what could be a Super Bowl matchup.
Strophy, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm really torn on this one. I'll take the Ravens. I think they lose this one in a tough matchup.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens, too. Just tougher.
I'm going Packers here.
Why does Greg hate the Packers?
I don't hate the Packers.
I think they're somehow
gosh, you do.
You have them at like 8-9.
I have them at 8-8 heading into the last game of the year where I'm going to have them win so they can get another wild card spot and then
you
lose
them,
in the first round.
Not gonna be good
you have them at the seventh seed?
Yeah, well, no, I'm at the seventh seed.
All right, so you
they
have
won
the,
11 games last year and they were the seventh seed.
All right, so you have the Packers winning week 18
that's
here.
True.
What do you got, Strophy?
They are at the Vikings. I will take the Packers in week 18.
I will too. I don't think the Vikings will have much to play for. I think the Packers will end up winning.
Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Unless the Packers rest their players like they did against the Bears when they beat them this past season.
So, Kyle, you think the biggest story in the NFL is going to be the Packers go for the undefeated season, or do they rest their players? Rest versus rust. Jason.
Kyle, they're probably resting their players.
Jason, in this spot at 16-0, you know Matt LaFleur well. Just help advise Kyle. What do you think LaFleur does here sitting at 16-0 going into the Vikings game?
He goes for the perfect record.
All right, then. That's good to know. Thank you for the information. So we're going for the perfect record, and the Green Bay Packers get that. This is how my early predictions are on May 18th of 2025. I do believe the Packers are going to be 17-0.
Yeah, and I'll take the Vikings to win there.
I think, Craig.
At home, they beat the Vikings. They lose on the road to the Vikings. All right, we'll do the math. We'll tabulate all the numbers. We'll come back with our actual records when we continue. Jason, appreciate it, as always.
It's tough today, Jason. Thanks, Jason.
I believe, as Sydney calls it, this was light work.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
There he is, the great Jason Wilde. You can catch him on Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon, at Jason J. Wilde. You can follow him on the social media. When we come back, I will be asking the three of you a question about the national pastime. You know what that is?
That's baseball.
It is. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.